Alright, well, we have to go over page 133, the posture and movement assessments. What we want to focus on, or what is really good about focusing on, or why do we need to have a posture-based assessment with our clients?
Prevent injury.
Identify imbalances.
Identify imbalance to maybe prevent injury, good. So what's up with imbalances? How might people get imbalances?
Repetitive movements, sitting at a desk all day.
Okay, so repetitive movements, a lack of movement.
Structural
injury.
Structural issues maybe, like skeleton base, old previous injuries that are leading to potential imbalances or cause improper movement patterns for a period of time. Like anybody ever sprain their ankle? Okay. When you sprain your ankle, do you typically walk with a little bit of a limp?
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect your movement patterns for that week?
Everything.
Or two?
Well, yeah.
If you sprain your ankle bad, do you actually end up like walking that way for almost a year sometimes? Or you know, like many, many months,
yeah,
where you're just like, whoa, you know, just a little tentative just in case, mm-hmm, sort of thing? Potentially walk with the foot a little bit more externally rotated, right? If you walk with your foot externally rotated, does that mean the muscles are going to adapt and change to that sort of positioning?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, there's a lot of reasons why we need to assess someone's posture, but one of the main reasons is really to look to be able to progress them appropriately within a fitness program. If I assess someone's posture and they have crap posture, am I going to be able to put them in a weighted squat position even? Probably not. Like a barbell squat? Is that possible? No, because if they can't squat correctly, if I load them, they're going to probably injure themselves very easily. So, in order to progress someone efficiently and correctly in fitness, they have to have really, really good movement skills and movement patterns. Okay? A lot of times the first month or two of training is just purely addressing those movement compensations and improving their coordination in fitness-type movements. Okay, I'm sure you've seen people that you say go squat or something, or just show me a squat. I don't know. You see them squatting, and they don't even look like they know how to squat at all, right? Fitness does, like any other skill or any other sport, it does take a decent amount of coordination to perform. Okay, so sometimes these posture or their movements might not be posturally based, or might not be a muscle imbalance. It might actually just be because they don't know how to do the movement too. So assessing someone's posture could lead to a lot of different discoveries about someone's movement patterns, regardless of whether it's tight muscles or weak muscles or lack of coordination. There's a lot of different things that it could actually be. So when Nassim on page 133 talks about the importance of posture, that's basically what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that without good posture, you can't really do fitness. Okay, or poor posture leads to a lack in fitness, maybe. You basically want proper joint mechanics and proper kinetic chain alignment. That's what they're really focusing on with posture. Okay, so what is proper kinetic chain alignment? What do you think?
Just how all the muscles work together.
Not necessarily how all the muscles work together. Can you stop this squeaking? Sorry. that's a squeaky chair. Sorry, I think it's just going nuts. It's like,
and once you hear it, you can't stop.
Yeah, exactly. I focused on it for 1 second too long. Alright, so... No, that's not a microphone.
Oh, shit.
Alright, so, yeah, the proper posture is going to be a proper alignment of the kinetic chain. Can anybody give me an example of what proper alignment of the kinetic chain is?
What, a squat or something? Like say a squat?
No, why don't we just talk about normal static posture, which is what we're going to get into first. How can you observe someone's static posture?
No.
Or what's the proper posture alignment in the kinetic chain?
Knee above the ankle.
Knee above the ankle, okay. Yeah, so you could stack the joints appropriately, so... what positioning at the ankle is appropriate, though?
Well,
straight ahead.
So the foot pointed straight ahead.
From an anterior
view,
yeah.
Yeah, from an anterior, I mean just foot pointed straight ahead in general, right?
Second, third toe must be in line.
Yeah, the second and third toe aligned with the knee. That's another postural cue, okay? How do people typically stand, though? Nobody typically stands perfect, but if you were just to say, ask someone just to go and just stand next to this wall, or like, I just want to look at your static posture, looking for the correct alignment of the kinetic chain is going to be important, but we have to know where that is first. What's the term given for kinetic chain alignment, or proper kinetic chain alignment? Anatomical position, good. Okay, so anatomical position is where your feet are pointed straight ahead, your knees are in line with the second and third toe, stacked over your hips, palms are facing forward, and kind of shoulders are externally rotated, that means head up and looking straight ahead, okay? This is called anatomical position, and is where typical static posture would be considered, we'll say, perfect. So what exactly are we focusing on when we look at someone's posture? Proper posture will help keep the muscles at their appropriate length, allowing muscles to properly work together, ensuring proper joint motion, maximal force production, and reducing the risk of injury. So that's really what we're attempting to do when we analyze someone's posture, is make sure that they are working correctly to avoid injury, optimize their movement mechanics, joint-wise, and also when all of that is optimized, they can produce more force, we'll say. It's not too often somebody comes in and says, oh, I want to produce less force. No, most people want to get stronger or gain more muscle or lose some body fat while, you know, getting more coordinated and strong, or get a stronger core, tighter core, whatever it may be. So posture is going to be very important. The first one we're going to get into at the bottom of page 133 is going to be static posture, okay? Observing static posture. To tell the truth, I don't really do this assessment too frequently. In fitness, do you typically stand still?
No.
Okay. There are some benefits to looking at static posture, but I truly believe that you can see all this other stuff without analyzing someone's static posture. You can just look at them right now. I mean, I don't actually have to do a static postural assessment. I can just look at all of you right now and notice that, you know, when you're sitting down, some of you are slouching, a little rounded shoulders, maybe your head's protruding forward, looking at the text or something. Just by looking at someone in general on a regular basis without saying I need to analyze your static posture is going to be totally fine for me. In that sense. So, and to tell the truth, is your posture pretty static during walking? Like we just did the Rockport walk test. Is your upper body posture pretty static? Could you analyze someone's upper body alignment when they walk?
To a degree, yeah.
Yeah, because they aren't really trying to do anything with their upper body. Their just arms are swinging back and forth, and you're looking at the alignment of their upper extremity kinetic chain. So I don't do the static postural assessment. I could just look at someone as I'm hanging with them or doing the assessments, other assessments on them, and determine what I need to determine about their posture by just doing all the other assessments. So, but let's go over it really quick just to kind of give you an idea of what we're focusing on. What the static postural assessment is kind of trying to do is we're trying to determine if somebody has